I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, May 1. Coming up, lawyers to be assigned to police divisions across the country. Entrepreneurs and potential entrepreneurs being encouraged to attend Small Business Expo and Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities to promote the Disabilities Act. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security is to hire 20 lawyers who will be assigned to various police divisions across the country. One lawyer has already been engaged for the St. James Police Division.
Each police division will be assigned one lawyer to help with the preparation of case files and to assist police officers if they are required at Indicom.
Minister of National Security Robert Montague. In the meantime, 40 dogs are to be purchased from Cuba in short order. The dogs are being purchased for use in the detection of guns and drugs as well as for search and rescue operations. In addition to the purchase of the canines, 40 trainers will be sent to Cuba to work with the dogs ahead of them being sent to Jamaica. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is inviting entrepreneurs and potential entrepreneurs in the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise sector to attend its Small Business Expo set for May 11 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. The event is under the theme Think Big, Scale Up, Go Global, with a focus on informing entrepreneurs about the steps involved in growing a business, as well as opportunities for assistance.
Businesses don't grow just because they exist. It has to be planned, it has to be systematic. Your approach has to be systematic in order to achieve the kind of growth that you want to.
Manager for Business Advisory Services at the JBDC, Althea West Myers. Additionally, the expo will outline the steps for small businesses to overcome barriers to international trade. For more information on the JBDC Expo, call 928-5161-5 or visit jbdc.net. The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, will this month kick off a massive multimedia campaign to promote the Disabilities Act. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson says the move is part of major steps by the JCPD to ensure that societal barriers against persons with disabilities are removed and public awareness is increased. In addition to promoting the Disabilities Act 2014, the JCPD campaign will focus on the development of the first two codes of practice for persons with disabilities. They are the right to education and training and the right to employment.
We want everyone in society to know the practical steps to take to include persons with disabilities in educational institutions, as well as what needs to happen to include them in various employment spaces.
The JCPD has responsibility to promote, protect, and ensure the full and equal enjoyment by persons with disabilities of privileges, interests, benefits, and treatment on an equal basis with others. And the government will be moving to convert private early childhood institutions to publicly run facilities. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Roel Reed says the process is slated to begin in September this year with the conversion of the Jamaica House Infant School. It's anticipated that at least 50% of the institutions will be transitioned by 2020. Senator Reed says this change is necessary given that over the years, the government has been contributing to the over 2,400 privately run early childhood institutions through the provision of stipend, nutritional support, school material and training.
This is an anomaly because government ought not to be putting its money in institutions that are private. So we now have to now make the adjustment and move them directly into the public realm.
The minister was speaking at an awards function for the Project for the Advancement of Early Childhood Education, PACE Canada, recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.